Bruce Neal and Mrs. Khan, the camp director, the administration and the upper staff, the board of directors, all of us here at Camp Pass. What an unbelievable solicit is to welcome everyone to Camp Pass, Touch of $9. After the war in Safarov, survived miraculously, and he came to New York, he came to Futsal Arts, Poland, he came here to New York. Surrounded by a group of broken survivors. Everyone had lost someone in their family, widowers, orphans. People who had lost their entire lives, saw their entire lives go up in smoke. Safarov began to gather them together, to sit with them every day. So that we should be a little chavrusashach, like a kaveit, and that people should, in the midst of trying to pick up the pieces of their lives, and build new homes and new families, and find a job and a place to live, we should make time every day for a little bit of learning. They would sit together in the shul in Williamsburg. Everybody would come with their gemara. Safarov would go around the table and say, "Nu, Blazer, how are you? What's happening? Did you hear any news about your siblings?" They turn to the next person and say, "David, what's happening? I have an idea for a shidduch for you. This is a chain. You can start again." You go to the next person and say, "What's happening with the job hunt? Anything, any progress? Any find anything in the market?" You go around and make small talk and chit-chat and just kind of touch base with everyone. And then he would kind of tap the gemara and say, "Agudin, everyone should be well." This went on and on for days and days. But one day somebody in that chevra of survivors who were there to learn with the Safarov, to try to like tap into something a little bit, said, as the Rebbe wished everyone well and stood up to leave, said, "The Rebbe, we didn't learn anything. We sit here and we just kind of like, what we want to do, we want to get down to it." The Safarov said, "You want to learn? You want to learn the Masechta?" The guy said, "Yeah, we want to." Safarov said, "What's the first page of the Gemara?" Everybody knows that when you open a Gemara, the first block, the first omen, the first page where there's letters is Daf Beis. Safarov looked around at everyone and said, "Here, chevra, we're learning Daf Aleph. Before we get to Daf Beis, we have to learn Daf Aleph." And Masechet Camp Pass, Tavshin Ayin Dalet. It's a Masechta. It's about 7 weeks long. It's quite a Masechta. Our orientation these next few days is a little bit trying to learn together Daf Aleph. For us to get to know each other. For us to begin to develop relationships with one another. Abishun Bar Yochai left us a message. Shem Baruch Hu left us a message with which we are able to get through the exile that we are in. Rashi said, "Vanan, as for me, the Chavivusa Talia Milsa. For me, I recognize that it all depends on Chavivusa, on relationships. All of Yiddishkeit, all of learning, all of Avodas Hashem, all of Tefillah, all of Chesed, all of our fulfillment of mitzvos, everything is built on the bedrock of relationships. Daf Beis, Gimel, Daled, Hey, the first parak, the second parak, the third parak, it's all predicated on Daf Aleph. And there are no words on Daf Aleph. Daf Aleph is empty space. Daf Aleph is a prerequisite for us to sit together, to get to know one another, to kind of orient ourselves toward what we're doing here. You've entered into a large and diverse community, to a parallel universe. You enter those gates, The bus has just pulled into a few minutes ago. We're coming into a virtual world, our own little biodome. Our goal is to create a level playing field, a level playing field where everyone belongs, where we're not judged by what we are unable to do or able to do, where we see value in ourselves for who we are and not for what we can or cannot do. A place where everything, every moment and every experience is accessible for everyone. Our goal is to challenge and reinterpret our definitions and norms with which the world around us operates. Our goal is Lasakin Olam B'Malch Shaddai. Our goal is to fix the world completely. That's our goal. Our goal is to usher in the Messianic era. Kipshuto, that's what we're doing here. That's what every Jew is doing all the time. It's just a little bit more formal and organized, palpable here. Rabbi Yoel Rakovsky, one of the great Balei Avodah of our generation, Yerushalayim Eir Kodesh. Rabbi Yoel Rakovsky said years ago, and he's repeated it a number of times, often bring it up here at the beginning of the summer, so that it's possible, and he's an Ish Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yoel said it's possible that the Jew finds himself in Chutz La'aretz, doesn't know which way Yerushalayim is, it's okay, just face toward Parksville, toward Camp Ass. Because it's a place of Hashras Hashchina, it's a place where the divine presence rests. It's a place of great Kedusha. This is the headquarters of Nishmas Yisrael, the Tif Arta in the world. This is a place of the essential Jewish nature. This is a place of Nishmas Yisrael. You can look around the room, and just before we gathered together and said Tehillim, Rabbi Pollack and I kind of looked at each other and said, this is unbelievable. Just look around, this is the best and the brightest. The Yechidei Sgula of the generation. You're going to come in contact over the next few weeks with some of the most loving, talented, sensitive, caring, thoughtful, committed, dedicated professionals in the entire world. There's probably not a gathering that's more saturated with great people gathered together to do something great in the entire world. And that creates incredible presence. And every single one of us in this room is an essential part of that. There'll be over 420 staff members and family members here for Shabbos. And another few days after that, another 300 plus campers. Just about 770 people. You're part of an elite cadre of Jews who are gathered together to do on behalf of others, to live every single moment, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, which the Baal HaTanya explains is the ultimate expression of v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. That's going to be taking place here every single moment. At the beginning of every Zman, and this is really a Zman, this is a summer Zman, this is like a specific set period of time that we're gathered together for a specific mission and purpose, it's a Zman. At the beginning of every Zman in Yeshiva and Emir, before the war and after, the great Mashiach Rabbi Rufin Lavavitz, Zechusi Hagen Aleinu, would stand up and deliver an opening shmuz. Rabbi Rucham, every single Zman, El Zman, Korov Zman, Kait Zman, year after year after year, would say another pshat and explain another aspect of the Binyan HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan. So to speak, to kind of orient everyone and direct everyone toward what's taking place when Jews gather together to learn Torah or to work on behalf of Am Yisrael. V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socha. Hashem instructs, create a dwelling space for you. V'shachanti b'socha. I'll dwell among you. There are many aspects of the Mishkan. First and foremost, the Mishkan was a gathering place. Mishkan was a place where the Shittei Kah, where the 12 tribes of Israel, all of them would come together to serve Hashem together, just to be together and to serve God. It was the headquarters in the entire world for Hashras Hashchina, for God consciousness, for God awareness, for living with an aware sensitivity of with Ribono Shel Olam every minute. There's a place of prophecy. There's a place of the Urim Betumim, clarity. A place where there was no confusion, there was no bilbulim about what the main thing is and what's important and what's not important. Who would come to the Mishkan, Ish al Machaneu, Ish al Diglo. Everyone with their job and everyone with their place and everyone with their set, their skill set and their talents. And they would come together and work with one another in order to serve God. There's about a dozen departments here, and in each department, it's subdivisions. It's the full range of like a city, from administrative, medical, therapeutic, clinical, educational, recreational, the support staff, and everything in between. Ish al machaneu, ish al diglo. And the Mishkan was also a place of a lot of details. I mean, Sefer Vayikra, most of us get lost in Shnai Mikra by Sefer Vayikra for a reason. Because it's just details, it's small print, measurements, who can go in where and when, what to bring and how much to bring of it, the size of the screws, the type of wood, the materials, what's covering the Mishkan, what's underneath it, how many oxen, how many bulls, how many sheep, how many chickens. I mean, the details are just unbelievable. The amount of pratim that go in to creating that dwelling space for God. But that's the klal, that God is in the details. That's what it means. And that's the key to our orientation. That's the key for this orientation to be meaningful and to be effective, is to remember that this, in building this Mishkan, this place of God presence, is going to require great attention to detail. Everything counts. Former Chief Rabbi Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, one of the great leaders of our generation, points out a number of different places in his writings. Such an amazing yisod. But the two most important moments in human history, until the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, are Briyas HaOlam, creation, and Matan Torah, where we get the purpose, the reason for creation. If you count up the amount of psukim used in the Torah to describe Briyas HaOlam, creation of the world, and all the psukim to describe Matan Torah, Maimon Har Sinai, and you put them together, there are still more than 10 times the amount of psukim used to describe the details of the Mishkan. The materials, the measurements, the amounts, minutia. And if you take all of those details of the Mishkan and Briyas HaOlam and Matan Torah and compare it with the amount of emails and details and rules and regulations that we went through for compliance, for fingerprinting, for the Department of Education and OPWDD, it's 10 times that. This is a place of incredible detail. Perhaps most importantly, a defining aspect of the Mishkan as a meeting place, the place of different Jews getting together with different abilities and different skills, and all the details that go into that. What generates Ashras Ashkina in the Mishkan, the Ramban explains, is teamwork. Are one another complementing each other's talents and abilities. Mishkan was a place where it was clear that everyone had their role, and that every role was essential. In building the Mishkan, the two primary people who built the Mishkan were who? Anybody? Betzalel ben Uri from Shevet Yehuda, and Aliyah ben Achisamach from Shevet Dan. Betzalel from Shevet Yehuda, the tribe of leadership, Yasser Shevet Yehuda, they were the leaders, they were the ones who were mobile. They went first, they were the strong ones, with great talent, with great leadership. And there's no tribe that's more associated with fashlot, with weakness, with brokenness, than schleppers, than Shevet Dan, who are ma'asid kol machnos, they walk less. But together, Aliyah and Betzalel built the Mishkan. It had to be together. Said the Beis Avraham of Slonim, the Slonim Rebbe who survived the Holocaust and came to Eretz Israel and began to rebuild Chassidus and Yerushalayim after the war. Ha'ikiru, the main thing is, from Parshas Truma, Yisroim, that a person should be elevated by his giving to Hashem. Zevet Torah, Zevet Tefillah. This one through intellectual pursuits and learning, this one through prayer, through heart. Zeba Amiras Tehillim, Zeb Tzedakah. Everyone according to their soul print and their abilities. Only by appreciating that everyone has a different role and that each other's role is essential and important. By recognizing the good in ourselves and others, the abilities of others and the contribution of others, that's how we create Hashra'as Hashchina. This Shabbos is the headquarters of Taharas Yisrael. Chukas HaTorah, Parshas Chukas. Hashem arranged it that we should be together in Parshas Chukas. And in Parshas Chukas, which is the source of Taharas Yisrael, Paraduma, we learn that the way that that Tahara, the way that that purity was administered, was with the Eitz Eretz, the cedar tree that Rashi tells us is the strongest, HaGavah Mikol HaIlanos, the highest, the strongest cedar tree, the tall one, the great one, and the Eitz Ezov, the little hyssop, which Rashi tells us is Namuch Mikulam, the lowest. And the metaphor is real. That in order to engage in the process of being Matahir, another person, it has to be together. With the level of the Ezov, the Hyssop, and the level of the Eretz. And it's the Eretz that is the walls of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, the cedar trees. Tzadik katamar yifrach ke'eretz v'avam yiskeh. Shesulim b'beis havayim. But it's only together. Because in order to have purity, in order for people to change, to grow, in order for there to be some type of movement toward Taharas Yisrael, there needs to be togetherness. There needs to be people complimenting one another. Aliyah and Bezalel. Ramban explains that the Ezel represents shiftless, humility. Humility. This past Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah afternoon, having a coffee on Pushkina Street. And I met up with a Jew named Huna Friedland, one of the great Balinites of our generation. I'm a therapist in Yerushalayim who's been busy for many years. We were standing outside, I don't know, about a 3-minute walk from Rav Nachman on Pushkina Street in Uman. I told him he's been to Uman for the past 15 years, and he's a wise man. Talking a little bit over coffee, I said, any advice for someone who's a little bit of a younger person? Anything you have to say? Anything I could think about? I didn't know what to say. I was a little bit intimidated by him. He said, I'll tell you, man. I've been coming here 20 years. I've been with Tzaddik now 20 years, Kavua Rosh Hashanah. And every year, I just can't believe how another year went by, and I didn't do it. I didn't have it. There's a certain, Rav Nachman has a certain instruction manual. There's Eitzos. Rav Kashin every day, a little bit of Shulchan Aruch, a little bit of Torah Shabbat Peh, etc., etc., etc. He said, I just come here and I just wish I had the humility to follow instructions. The humility to follow instructions. That's what we have to ask God for right now. Because these next 2 days are going to be sitting in sessions and hearing perspectives of people who have been here before and have done it before. Supervisors, department heads, experts, and professionals. And it's a new place and there's lots of chevra and there's lots to be distracted by and thinking about and focused on. But we have to know that if we want to acquire Taharas Yisrael and have the cedar trees to build the Mishkan, then we have to be a little bit of an Ezov also and have the humility to follow instructions. For those of you who have been here before, the returning staff, who've sat in the sessions before, have the humility to follow instructions. For those of you who are here for your first time, Ruchim Habayim, welcome. Let's ask God to have the humility to follow instructions, to go to the sessions to be where we're supposed to be. Tremendous thought and effort went into creating the next few days. All the rules and protocol and regulations, all the new terminology, all the new values and perspectives, the language which you're going to be exposed to, is a result of tremendous effort and tremendous thought. It's impossible to overstate the importance of every single detail. Before we continue with our program, just to wrap up, we have to be makir tov, express our appreciation to everyone who spent so much time and effort to make sure that camp is as ready and beautiful as it is to our maintenance staff, to our housekeeping staff, to our maintenance and happy staff. Gypsy Laniato, Ryan Rodenstein, and Palabra, Nathan Kurtz, and everyone who spent so much time getting things ready to share things. Also thank Dr. Shalom Spalik for spending an incredible amount of time. And again, attention to detail and coordinating our orientation schedule. To Bela Mandelbaum, who spent so much time this off-season. The structure and the colors and materials to create this beautiful Mishkan. As well to Mrs. Miller and our entire office staff who worked all year to try their best to help us come into the summer. Most importantly, thank you to Hashem for the schus for all of us to be here together. Thank you to all of you for joining us. Thank you for being here. And to help us that we be marvel for Shemayim together. As Hashem bench Moshe Rabbeinu at the completion of the Mishkan, we will say at the beginning, Yihi Ratzon Shetishra Shina V'Masa Yadeinu. May it be through our actions and intentions, the divine presence manifests in the world. Just going to show you a little bit of a brief preview, a little bit of a peek into some of the people that you're going to have a chance to meet and work together with over the summer. They can just give your attention to...